5 left, 10 right, 5 left, 6 right, and voila, it opened. Inside sat piles of cash, 2 Rolex watches, a diamond ring that belonged to his grandmother, and important documents that pertained to his business, documents that could ruin him if anyone ever got their hands on them. I placed the 3-carat canary diamond on my finger and held my hand out in front of me. His grandmother raised him his whole life, and before she died, she was the most important person in the world. I grabbed a few stacks of cash, about $100,000 worth, and the 2 Rolexes, and shut the safe. As I was putting the painting back on the wall, my eyes caught sight of his grandmother's ring. Guilt started to wash over me. As much as I wanted to keep the priceless beauty, I knew it would devastate him if it went missing. He was already going to be devastated enough once he found out I had conned him. So I reopened the safe and placed it back inside the little red velvet box that kept it secure. I grabbed the small overnight bag that I packed, shoved the money and the watches inside, and headed out the door back to my apartment, which I rented from week to week. Took off my short platinum wig, put on my long brunette one, and called for a cab to take me to the airport. When I arrived, I checked in and placed my luggage on the scale. When I handed the short, stocky man my driver's license, he looked at it and then handed it back to me with a smile. Have a safe flight to New York, Miss Greaves.